This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You are your greatest asset. It's time you started investing in that. Visit BetterHelp.com/DoubleToasted and take care of you. Let's go ahead and get into this last thing right here, which is Martin's review. Martin going solo dolo on this. I got something to show you with Robin Williams, too. I saw this short today, and this guy knocked Robin Williams out the park, man. He did an impression of Robin Williams, but went beyond that, made a short.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't just him doing comedy. It was like a dramatic short.
Oh, really?
I'll show you a little bit of it, okay, man. Okay. Sorry to get off track. We're talking about something completely different. I'm talking about Ridley Scott's.
Yes.
Ridley Scott damn is back here again, man. Like, shut up, man. Hand this to me. You know what you're doing. This is his latest, though. I want to see this, but I could not go see this because I had to do a show.
Had to do show.
And that was the longest movie. Was it like 3 hours almost?
Just about. Yeah, all the movies we see lately are almost 3 hours.
This is The Last Duel, which is a period piece, and I have no idea what this is about. I know it'll look, it's a Ridley Scott movie. At least it's going to look great.
Mm-hmm.
But also has some of my favorite actors in there. I love Matt Damon, but you know I really love Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah. And this was written by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
And Ben Affleck? Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It was the two of them and somebody else. It might have been Ridley Scott, but they got writing credit on it.
What's it about?
You basically have, it's the 17th century,
mm-hmm.
and you have the King's Army, and it opens with a battle scene. And the two guys, Adam Driver and Matt Damon, are the best of friends. They meet all the time and talk about what great friends they are. Until the king starts to show favor to Adam Driver's character. And it drives a serious wedge in the friendship. And you go through this just watching how Matt Damon is just getting kind of fucked over left and right.
Wow.
Because not the king, but the prince just doesn't like him. He's like, I don't like that guy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is like some office politics thing going on.
Yeah, it pretty much is. You know, it's based on some stuff that really happened where it just formed this grudge, this huge grudge between mostly him for Adam Driver. And you just watch how he just got fucked over and just got angrier and angrier. And you go through a third of the movie and it goes like, but let's look at it from Adam Driver's point of view.
Oh, I like this. No wonder this movie's so long.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about you getting two different movies in one.
Oh, there's a third.
Oh, the chick?
Yes.
Yes.
She's Matt Damon's wife, Jodie Comer, who's really on the come up. Anybody who's watched her in Killing Eve already knew what a talent she was.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's been in Free Guy, and she's got this going.
Oh, that's her from Free Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We see things from her point of view because, and I wish I remember the characters' names. I remember that Adam Driver was Legree. While Matt Damon is off on a crusade and going to get his money, Adam Driver comes over and is like, girl, you know this between us.
Creeping.
Yeah, creeping. And he rapes her. And there's no two ways about it because even when you see it from his point of view, you're going, bruh.
But man, she was asking for it, man. So that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Man, she gave me the eyes, man.
Yeah. And then from her point of view, it's like, wow, okay, now we got this is, and really, that's what the movie seems to really be most about. Like, you sat through two thirds of this movie about these two guys angry at each other, but what's really important is this rape that comes at the last third.
It's almost like they both full of shit. Let me tell you what's really going on.
Yeah, the funny thing is, when it's Adam Driver's point of view, and he's like, you know, you're seeing like, well, you know, he did take up for him. He wasn't so bad. But the moment it goes on, you're like, you were kind of a shitty friend.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at this trailer here. Because like I said, nothing else is a great looking film. You can see that from the trailer.
That's the thing about Ridley Scott, man. You like or don't like his stories. Because, you know, I'm not a fan of his Robin Hood.
And yeah.
He did Exodus, right?
Yeah.
But he knows how to do a period piece.
All right. Well, let's take a look, and we'll be back with Martin's review.
There is only one question that matters. Do you swear on your life that what you say is true.
My father told me my life would be blessed with good fortune. I'm married. I was a good wife. And then was judged and shamed by my country. I say before all of you, I spoke the truth.
A most unspeakable charge has been brought against you.
Jacques Legris entered our home. He attacked me.
The accusation is false.
I am telling the truth.
The truth does not matter. There is only the power of men.
This should be settled quietly.
I am innocent!
I request a duel to the death.
If you lose, your wife will suffer dire consequences.
One of us has lied. Let us let God decide.
You do not believe me.
I am risking my life for you.
You are risking my life so you can save your bride.
The penalty for bearing false witness is that you are to be burned. Alive.
I will not be silent.
Shit, well, they out there beating each other's asses, I'd leave town.
Oh, they got her manacled. They got her chained. Chained to her chair.
Thought of everything.
Yeah, you're going to watch this shit.
God damn, I would have gnawed my leg up. I would turn back and saw a foot back there. Yeah, human foot. Looks interesting though, man.
It is. You know, it's you get caught up in it. I will say that like I told you how it's broken into thirds, really.
Yeah.
It kind of felt one like you're watching two different movies. Not mm-hmm. two different, but just two different theme movies. Two different themes. But also doing the point of the two different points of view of the male characters, kind of unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Their stories don't diverge enough that we needed that. That could have been told as one story, mm-hmm. well, you know, it's just from one point of view and condensed, because it dominates the movie, but it's that last part, everything with, you know, her rape to the trial, to the last joust, the duel, that's where you get completely invested and are on the edge of your seat, because, yeah, you heard them say, like, well, if he loses, it's not like, okay, now you're guilty. Yeah, it's like, well, you're going to be burned alive. Stripped naked, stoned, and then burned alive.
Damn.
And she's like, the fuck? Is she really? Is she like, nobody said that when I first, when I ratted on him.
You know what? There's a really good scene where she's telling Matt Damon that that I saw right here. This actress is really good, mm-hmm. man.
You knew what would happen to me should you lose this duel. You knew, and you didn't tell me.
God will not punish those who tell the truth.
My
bitch!
No, that look on her face.
Are you fucking serious? Fuck you!
And our child's fate will be written not by God's will, but by which old man will tire first.
How dare you speak to me this way?
What if I to lose? I begged you to find another way, and now I might be burned alive.
I am risking my life for you.
You are risking my life so you can fight your enemy and save your bride. And that could render our child an orphan. Or did you not think of that?
And also, let's not forget the little detail that I'll be burned alive
yeah.
after having rocks upside my head. Yeah, this is Boy, they didn't fuck around in medieval times, did they?
No, no. I mean, that's the thing. This movie, you know, if you're somebody who's like, oh, not this woke shit or Me Too. I mean, it is that. It's such an allegory for like, see, man, you see what women have to go through when they report a rape.
Yeah.
But you are like, yeah, but this is medieval times.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, you can't. I mean, I get that, you know, you're going to have everybody turn on you and call you a slut and not believe you. But that's an extreme comparison.
Yeah, back then they thought you had witch powers. Mm-hmm. They burned you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, so you're saying that, are you saying that those other two stories should have, like, not that we didn't need them, but they could have been condensed?
They could have. Because, yeah, by the time you get to this part, you're like, that's not even the crux of this.
Okay.
I mean, the fact that these guys were great friends and then have this long time grudge.
Yeah.
It informs this other part, but it's not nearly as important.
Let me ask you this. Could some of this be because of vanity project? Like Matt Damon wrote this. Maybe they know Adam Driver, so they gave themselves a big chunk of movie so that they could demonstrate their acting skills here.
I didn't get that impression. Because they aren't doing show off acting, if you know
okay.
what I mean.
Yeah.
Neither of them do anything where you go like, man, that's an Oscar. Everybody does a good job. But I just even watching this, I was watching this not even knowing Ridley Scott at first directed it, but it just made me think of it. First off, it reminded me of Kingdom of Heaven right off the bat. And I just thought, even watching those parts, the way it was edited, I kept feeling like maybe some stuff was cut out. And I could totally see there being a director's cut of this where there's probably more that it had going on.
Like a 4-hour cut or something.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, honestly, the first 2/3 of it were just kind of like, yeah, this is, you know, it's well done, but it's just okay. I'm, you know, these two assholes. I mean, after a while, I'm starting to get tired of both of them.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, this is some petty bullshit going on between them.
Yeah. You know, you were wrong to do that to him, but you need to just walk away from this fool and stop.
Somebody grow
up. Stop focusing on that.
Yeah.
I mean, but he does do him dirty though. But it's that last third that last third is a full price. The first 2/3, that's more of a low matinee. So you know, I give it a matinee.
Matinee.
Yeah.
Kind of balances out too. All right. Averages out too. No, that's good. That's good. I mean, that's. Was it like 2 hours and 43 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to ask.
That's a lot. Yeah, it is. It's a big ask.
Like each one of these characters had an hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. But it does sound, it sounds interesting, man. Definitely sounds like it's effective. It's,
yeah.
You know, it means what to do with its story, which is ramp up to where you really are kind of held in suspense at the end. Because just hearing about what they're going to do to her.
Yeah.
That last duel. Like I really want to ask you who won. And I know you're not going to tell me, but it sounds like by the time you get to that last duel, because of what's going to happen to her, like you are really into it.
Yes, very much so. Like the fact that her best friend turns on and everybody's calling her a slut and all this, you're like, that ain't shit compared to her looking at her fate if she's proven guilty.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Like I want to ask you, like who won the game?
You know? Right.
Yeah, but I now you got me wanting to see this. With my time being what it is, I don't know if I could ever make it to the theater to see this. But definitely will watch this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it actually happens to come on TV or something. All right. Ooh, that thunder out there, Martin.
Yeah, I know. It's flashy.
Was it lightning out there?
Mm-hmm. It was lightning on my way here. It just wasn't raining yet.
All right. Let me go ahead and let you
Do you have a trailer for Old Henry?
I can get a trailer for Old Henry. Why?
Because I did see it, and they asked, like, hey, are you going to talk about
this? All right, then.
And I'll keep it short.
Tell you what I'll do. This is what I will do, sir. I'll go ahead and play a quick commercial break.
All righty.
And I'll get Old Henry for you. See what Old Henry is up to. While that commercial's playing. I don't even know what Old Henry is. But that's
what do you think it is?
About a guy named Henry who's old.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't see.
Hey, we're going to check up on Old Henry right after this. We'll be right back. Oh, let's see here. Yatsuba Fan says, great. That means it's going to be raining in my town very soon. You don't know geography.
Yeah, you don't know that. You know, it's funny because they told us 2 days ago. They're like, oh, it's going to be flash floods until Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, it's barely rained at all.
Man, last week they were telling us during ACL, they said, y'all going to get soaked out. It's going to be mud and rain everywhere. Just a sunshine for that whole weekend,
man. Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, it rained hard the day before.
Yes. Now you got me curious about old Henry over here. Old Henry trailer. Let me go ahead and get this for you. Wait a minute. How old is this movie? Okay, never mind.
Tim Blake Nelson.
Tim Blake Nelson, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's coming out this weekend.
All right. Okay, Shout TV, or Shout Factory.
Yes.
That's what was confusing me, because I didn't know Shout Factory started making movies.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Martin's like, well, nah, now they are. Let me see. And I like Tim Blake Nelson, man.
If you don't know, now you know.
Tim Blake Nelson, y'all know Tim Blake Nelson. He plays a character that talks like this. He always plays like a redneck country southern backwoods motherfucker. And I remember seeing him in a couple of movies where that's not him at all. I feel like he gets typecast as that a lot.
Yeah.
There was a movie. It was some chick who was under house arrest.
Yeah.
Do you remember this movie?
It's called Cherish.
That's it. It's called Cherish. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know the name.
We saw it at Dolby Theater. I bought it when it came out on DVD. I liked that movie so much.
That is right. And I did not know the name of that movie. I'm surprised you remember the name of it, because if you put a gun to my head, I'd be dead. If you told me that you're going to burn me at the stake, I'd be like, damn, well, go get some A1 sauce, because I cannot remember that movie, man. Cherish. Nice. By the way, Halloween Kills, everybody thought, yes, they thought we were going to give it better than Sex. 42%, followed by Matinee, 32%. Rental, 18%. Full Price, 5%. And Some Old Bullshit, 3%.
Our fans are gambling addicts.
They better not be, because y'all will lose everything.
Shit! What am I going to tell my wife?
All y'all kneecaps will be broken up.
That was a kid's college fund.
What rating would they get The Last Duel? Martin, they don't know you, man. Full Price, but you gave it a Matinee. Full Price, 58%. Matinee, 30%. Rental, 6%. Better Than Sex, 1%. And Some Old Bullshit.
To Adam Driver's character. And it drives a serious wedge in the friendship. And you go through this just watching how Matt Damon is just getting kind of fucked over